a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor robed, robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, from everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see the early church, the community of believers was of one mind and heart. And then no one claimed any property for their own. They gave everything to the church. I like the second part, but we won't push that. We're going to stay with the first part. They were of one mind and one heart. Again, I talked about this last Sunday, but this is God's will for us. You know, when I was in Dallas and I'm talking to all these men, I talked about the Eucharist. And I says, the Eucharist is what makes us one. Huh? And the church and the Eucharist is one. It's Jesus himself. And so when we fight amongst ourselves, when we complain against each other, when we say that I know more than the authority or whatever, we break the very body of Jesus Christ. We spit on the Eucharist of God. Because he says, I want you to be one mind and one heart. And we say, I think I know better. Well, you don't, and neither do I. We need to work for unity, never disunity. Because disunity in the body of Christ, we're going to be separated from the world, of course, but disunity in the body of Christ is from Satan. And anyone who proclaims it is part of him. Period. Matron knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.